It's Timmy time!
Bet your ass! Timmy! Wow! Timmy! Wow! He's a little lamb with a lot to learn. He's always having such a lot of fun! Oh, a lot of fun! Timmy! Wow! Little lamb with a lot to learn!
He knows
Timmy
enough.
Time.
He's fine. Right.
Yeah!
Right. It's better than...
The slogan homie.
Yeah, the slogan should be it's a little better than some of the other crap on radio. Right? There you go.
Marginally.
Yeah, just you need some awfully sensitive like NASA equipment that can tell the difference between this and some of the other crap on radio. Right? You have to run it through a lot of big computers. All right, let's get into Skip Bayless. We heard Shannon Sharp talk about Space Jam. And now Skip Bayless, who I believe is the co-host of that show, right? Skip and Shannon, I like that show. I like those two guys.
They're both hilarious.
They really are. They're great. You know, Skip used to be, I believe, with Stephen A. Smith, right? Wasn't Skip Bayless with Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah.
And then he went on. Now he's with Fox. Skip and Shannon are with Fox. And Michael Smith is with ESPN.
Right.
I believe. Yeah. Whatever. All right. Let's get the, let me see if I'm queued up here.
I love giving tangible things to my kid.
All right. That's not it. Right?
I don't believe it did.
So let's see if we're
reducing.
Wait a minute. I had it all queued up. I'm like a moron here. Hold on 1 second.
Stand by.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay. All right. This is Skip Bayless talking about this Space Jam, right? What's going on with this Space Jam? And there's two adults talking about Space Jam. It's great. It is. You know, you're going to think to yourself, why is this guy talking about Space Jam on radio? I'm not. But these two adults are. And it's so
like,
great.
Seriously.
It's so, yeah, they're seriously talking about effing Space Jam, right? As a movie.
This was a topic that someone came up with.
And they did it for like 20 minutes. It's great, right? To break down, you know, the stupidity of the people watching, like, oh, I got to know what before I spend $9 on Space Jam.
He gets Skip and Shannon's take on
it. I got to know about 40 guys, sports guys take on it before I sit down and spend 2 hours. It's great.
Okay, my turn.
Here we go.
So on Friday night, my wife Ernestine and I, and we don't have children, but we did watch the new Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it.
That's a tough sell for a wife.
Oh, yeah.
And with no children. Like, hey, baby, look, I know I got to do this for work because, you know, I do this with, I got to talk about it with Shannon on Monday. Do you want to watch, hey, sweetie, Ernestine?
Beb?
Hey, baby, sweetie, she's gone.
If you're going to the kitchen, can you bring me back something?
Yeah, she took the car. She's gone.
And we watched it some more because I kept dozing off because it's 2 hours long,
which is
too long.
Right. Wow, 2 hours with Space Jam, right? I think you can get it all in 10 minutes, you know?
And then Saturday night, we said, let's rewatch. Let's go back because it's up all over all the, you can see it just about anywhere, mm-hmm. The original Space Jam. And it's an hour and 28 sweet minutes.
Right. And this was 155, so it's about 30 minutes longer.
It's about
Thanks
30
math,
minutes
Shannon.
Over.
That's great.
There carry, should be carry a, the one.
There should be a parade for Mrs. Skip, right? Who not only was she convinced to watch the new Space Jam, which nobody's looking at, but then in the same weekend, he's like, well, let's watch the original. And they must have the suicide line. On speed dial, right?
And it's an hour and 28 sweet minutes.
Right. And this was 155, so it's about 30 minutes longer.
It's about 30 minutes over long to me. So that's where I start with this. And the contrast between the new and the old was stunning to my eyes and Ernestine's eyes.
I bet Ernestine's eyes are bloodshot. And completely closed. As a buddy of mine said, she's probably, you know, searching her eyelids for cracks.
To my eyes and Ernestine's eyes, because the first one is so much more lovable and palatable than this one.
If I heard in the news that Ernestine, who I've never met, I've never even heard that name before, but Ernestine had taken a bat and knocked Skip Bayless out, and I was on the jury, I'd be like, well, tell me more. Was that, how many Space Jams were involved in the weekend before she took a bat, a Louisville Slugger, and knocked him out? Two Space Jam sessions, one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
Oof.
And both of them were in the same weekend, and he knew there was a Louisville Slugger in the house, right? And she knocked him out with that bat. I say she walks. We don't have to go to the jury room.
Justifiable assault.
We're all set here. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if she'd like to give him another tap in front of all of us, we'd be more than happy to watch her skate again.
And I'll get to your theme that you brought up in just a moment. But because LeBron is a nice guy, I'm going to try to be a nice guy today and give his new movie a C. Because mostly Don Cheadle is sensational, but he's always sensational He's just one of the best we have right now, if not right at the top of the list.
Right.
So he takes over much of the back half of the movie. And yet, to me, the new Space Jam is no closer than the original than LeBron is to Michael Jordan, the basketball player.
They took it in a different direction.
Okay, well, I'll get to that in just a moment. And
that's Shannon trying to say, hey, let's try to give LeBron a little break here. And Skip's like, well, I like the guy, but, you know, they did put a movie out, so it's open game here.
To Michael Jordan, the basketball player.
They took it in a different direction.
Okay, well, I'll get to that in just a moment. And remember, to me, LeBron, the basketball player, is about as far from the true GOAT, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, as L.A. is to Chicago. So, to me, the new Space Jam, in the end, comes off as this big, loud, overlong mess of a movie, a big-budget movie that is trying so hard that it tries too hard to be the original or top the original. And I told you all last week, LeBron has to be careful here because he cannot be Michael Jordan or beat Michael Jordan. And I think he lost badly once again to Michael Jordan in this movie.
Okay, let's pick this up. This is great, man.
Once again?
Again, two full-grown men discussing Space Jam, right? Space Jam. It's great. And by the way, I hope this goes on for another 3 hours. I can't get enough of two professional men talking about an animation movie about basketball. It's sensational radio. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Croge.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
All right, Space Jam. Juwan, how old? That's Conway Show, by the way, if anyone cares. John, did you see the original Space Jam?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
But you were probably like 9 when that came out.
Yeah, I was really young.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
I want to say like 7, 8.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so you probably really enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You haven't seen the second one, though?
No, I haven't seen this recent one.
Are you going to go?
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
All right. Not on the top of your list, though. All right.
And you're going to go to a theater and watch this thing?
Maybe. I don't have HBO Max, so that's a big... you know, driving force behind that.
I see. All right. Have you seen it, Russ?
The first one, yeah.
You saw it?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Pretty good, huh?
That one's cool. I mean, I was, you know, I was in high school at the time, too, so it was whatever.
You young guys. have you seen, you didn't see, did you see it, Crush?
The original? Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, 96, man.
And,
I believe I can fly.
Was that in that movie?
That was, yeah, that's where the song came from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought that was from...
I Believe I Can Fly. It's Michael Jordan, see?
It was. I know, but it was Wind Beneath My Wings. Or was that when...
That would be Beaches.
Vin Scully retired, right? have you seen it, Angel Martinez? Did you watch any of the Space Jams?
No.
No!
She's like, are you effing even asking me? Move on with the show, you idiot.
I checked out the original release date. It was 1997. I was actually 2 years old when it first came out.
Is that right? Oh, so you saw it later on in life.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. I missed that whole period. 1997 it came out?
Yep, March 11th.
What was I doing? 97. I think I was just sort of fumbling around, figuring what to do with my life. 97 was right before I started in radio. Yeah. So wasn't on top of my list either.
This says release date November 15th, 1996.
And or 97. Well, it's a couple months, right?
Or a year.
Well, what did you say it was?
96.
What month?
Sorry, I'm a stickler for facts on something.
I guess, right? All right, two adult men talking about Space Jam. It's priceless, man. But it's Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
But here's my bottom line takeaway, that if you watch these back-to-back like we did tonight, you'll find that Jordan was far better at playing himself than LeBron was in this movie playing himself. I liked him in Trainwreck, but it was just mostly a cameo. Mm-hmm. But in this case, Michael Jordan...
By the way, hasn't this movie sort of taken all the very stereotypical elements of sports talk radio and put it back into sports radio, comparing Michael Jordan to LeBron James? I mean, isn't that what everyone does now?
That's exactly
it. You know, call us here at KFI. Is it LeBron James or is it Jordan? Who is the best of all time? Steve on line 4. Go with LeBron James. I'll hang up and wait for your response. Oh, great. Line 5.
Michael Jordan comes off as completely comfortable playing Michael Jordan. He's cooler. He's funnier. He's completely in control. He's clearly the centerpiece of the movie as the superstar of the movie.
Yeah, but Skip, in the movie, in the original, it's about Michael Jordan leaving the game, coming back and showing that he's better than Larry, showing that he's better than Patrick Ewing. That's what he showed. What was the message? Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. What was the message in the original Space Jam?
There's two guys having a heated argument about effing Space Jam.
Okay. What was the message in the original Space Jam?
Let me finish my point. So then we have LeBron trying to act in this movie, and he kept coming across as trying so hard to, look, everybody, I'm acting. I'm going to try to act. I'm doing this. And he came off like a first-timer in a high school play.
Because he's not an actor.
Because they're asking him to do things that he's not capable of. Because the bizarre plot line that you point up is LeBron was actually the villain for much of this movie.
Yes.
Because he was the overbearing dad who said, I got one son who's going to be great, and I got a second son who wants to create video games?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Come on, snap out of it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, his son turns so against him that his son joins forces with Al G. Rhythm, the villain of the movie,
right,
and they create the super team that LeBron has to battle with the Toon Squad,
right.
Okay? So for much of the movie, he's pitted against his son, which I found highly uncomfortable. It was just like, what? Who am I supposed to root for here? Because I find myself rooting for the son who's with the bad guys.
Well, that's what
that's not good. When they put out Space Jam and you're rooting for the bad guys, something happened on the drawing boards.
Sometimes you can become so overbearing, wanting something, not that your child won't, but you want for your child. You push the child away. You push him in a direction.
Maybe that's actually good. Maybe it's smart of Warner Brothers to do that, to make a movie where the parents have a different perspective than the kids. Like, the kids want LeBron to win, and the parents are like, F LeBron, I want the kid to beat his ass, you know, right? So everybody gets a little irritated.
You push him in a direction that he or she doesn't need to go in. But that's the essence of the movie, Skip.
Okay, but LeBron came across in the end as so wooden and unconvincing because he's trying to show love and forgiveness to his son that's not really his son. If they'd let his actual sons play the roles with him, then maybe he could have just lost himself in the role. But in this case, that wasn't really Bryce, the second son.
I think they're trying to get away from things of that nature.
Okay.
Skip, it used to be because Will Smith in his movie, I think The Pursuit of Happiness, that was his actual son playing the role. So I think they've tried to get away from that, Skip, putting all the money and the eggs in one basket.
So I didn't know if it was
Or it could be also LeBron not wanting his kids to be in show business. That's possible as well, right? Not wanting his kids to have to, you know, be around creepy showbiz people.
I didn't know if it was autobiographical, that he's actually, LeBron has actually had some issues with his second son, Bryce, because I never hear about Bryce playing basketball. Maybe he does, and I don't know about it.
I see it. I see it from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is he going to be as good as the namesake son, the first son in basketball? I don't know.
Now, wait, does LeBron James have two sons? And do they both play basketball? I know one of them does, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the second one does.
Is the second one more interested in video games?
Perhaps. I gotta look into it.
Looks like he's got three sons.
Oh, he does. Yeah. But I heard one of his sons is spectacular, right? In basketball.
Yeah, Bronny.
Really? And could be like he's gonna be like have, probably looking towards the NBA.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
How old is that kid? You know? Is he playing high school or college?
It's high school, yeah. So around like 16.
Really? All right. And so whatever college, I mean, he's going to be a huge prospect for whatever college, you know, he decides to go to. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big deal. All right. Well, that's kind of cool, right? Second generation. All right. Well, we're live. That's it, though. That's a wrap. I can't take any more of this.
I
believe I can also move on. All right. We're live on KFI. More now with Crouch. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Britney Spears back in the news, ma'am. That woman knows how to spend some time in the news. I guess she's making, headlines about some kind of photo she took. Let's find out, right?
Britney Spears is going bold on social media.
What?
Over the weekend, the pop icon shared two topless photos of herself to Instagram. The pics were seemingly taken in her backyard.
What? You know, when you're trying to get your own life back, I think going conservative is the way to go, right? Not going in your backyard and ripping your top off and spreading the photos around the internet. I think the judge looks at that and goes, not if we're all ready yet.
Over the weekend, the pop icon shared two topless photos of herself to Instagram.
Not just one, but two. Has anybody seen any of them? Have you seen them, Crouch?
No.
Anybody?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Any good?
Oh, sounds disappointing.
Artistically
speaking, they're all right.
Yeah,
definitely worth a peek.
Which one's better, one or two? One or two? Sounds like optometry office.
No comment.
Number one, number two. Number one, number two. Well, we need to look at them again. All right, number one, number two. Number one, number two.
The pics were seemingly taken in her backyard. Oh. Britney posted this photo on Friday and this one on Saturday. For both posts, Britney took a break from her long captions. A potted plant accompanied the first pic, and three shining stars are seen next to the second shot.
Man, oh man. Sometimes you forget we're in the middle of a pandemic, right? Where we're worried, where we're actually talking about Britney's pictures and what else was in the picture, in her topless picture.
A potted plant accompanied the first pic.
A potted plant. All right. A potted plant. All right.
A potted plant accompanied the first pic, and three shining stars are seen next to the second shot.
Wow.
Each photo.
I wonder what that means. I don't know.
Each photo currently has over 2.5 million likes.
Whoa. Hey, I got an idea for our next post, right? I got a backyard. You knock some topless photos out, right? I just need three stars and a potted plant to get all those hits.
Each photo currently has
hits, right? We can get hits like that, right?
Each photo currently has over 2.5 million likes, and her celebrity fans are here for the near new looks. Snooki commented, quote, gimme more.
Wait a minute. Snooki commented?
Snooki commented, quote, gimme more. Shay Mitchell simply left these fire emojis. Paris Hilton, one of Britney's.
That's lazy, right? Totally lazy. Just to put, I mean, she takes two nude or topless photos of herself, puts it up online, right? And then somebody just puts in, like you're giving your mom a thumbs up when she's picking you up at the airport, right? Two fire emojis? That's easy. I could do that.
Shay Mitchell simply left these fire emojis.
Just fire emojis. Oh, that's, you're not working enough.
Paris Hilton, one of Britney's high-profile supporters amid her conservatorship battle, dropped both of her trademark catchphrases. That's hot.
Oh, okay. That's hot is one of them, right?
That's hot and slimming.
I remember that's hot. I don't remember slimming.
That's hot and slimming.
Slimming or sledding?
Slimming.
That's hot and slimming.
Slimming? What does that mean? We got to go to the young kids for this.
Sexy living? Spears living?
Yeah, Juwan, what does that mean, slimming?
It's a miss over here. I have no idea.
Angel, do you know what that means? Slimming?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
All right.
That's hot and
But that's, I mean, her catchphrase is...
That's hot.
That's it. Right?
Right.
You when you have one catchphrase, you should stick with it. You know, like, where's the beef? Or, you know, kiss my grits. Or dig dog.
That's hot and slimming for when you're both slaying and living your best life.
Oh, I see. Okay. If we went just a little further, they explained it to us. So slimming is
for when you're both slaying and living your best life.
Slaying and living your best life. Man, you are slimming.
You literally just put one letter on the front of living.
Slimming.
Yeah,
should it
right.
be like slaving or
slaving? No, I think slimming though. But slimming is if you're well
slimming for when you're both slaying and living your best life.
Yeah, see, they didn't want the connotation of using the other word.
Well, no, but if you're living your best life, then you also are it's almost like saying, you know, they're both race cars, right? I mean, it's almost. They're the same thing.
For when you're both slaying and living your best life.
If you're living your best life, you're slaying it. And if you're slaying it, you're living your best life. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's ding dong.
It's redundant.
It's exactly right.
And she's just so sweet and down to earth and really an amazing woman. And I'm just so proud of her.
Oh, that's Paris Hilton.
I was just going to say, who's that?
That's Paris.
And she's just so sweet and down to earth and really an amazing woman. And I'm just so proud of her.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, your pride is, you know.
There you
vital.
Go, right?
That's hot.
That's hot.
Meanwhile, OG Britney supporter Chris Crocker wrote, quote, "The spirit of freedom." The new post follows a series of candid messages Britney's been sharing to Instagram. On Thursday, Britney hinted that she loves being able to drive by herself, which follows her bombshell testimony.
Yeah, what is she, 16?
On Thursday, Britney hinted that she loves being able to drive by herself.
How old is she, 40?
She's not that old, is she?
She's got to be
is
close.
She, yeah, maybe she yeah. is.
Which follows her bombshell testimony last month, where Britney claims she's been unable to do so under her conservatorship.
When did you last feel free?
By the way, 39.
She's 39, yeah. Sorry. I know you're a stickler for...
you know, detail.
Facts. So the judge said...
When did you last feel free?
When did you last feel free? And Britney said...
When I got to drive my car a lot...
When I got to drive my car a lot with my airy voice.
When I got to drive my car a lot.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else who talks like this.
When I got to drive my car a lot.
Britney even voiced her frustration about it in this bonus scene from the documentary, Britney for the Record, which premiered in 2008, the year her conservatorship was...
What?
The year her conservatorship was put into place.
I love driving my car. Something about being able to drive your car that allows freedom. And I haven't been able to drive my car.
Yeah, I'd say keep the conservatorship going. Another 10 years. Give her another 10. Keep the keys from this one.
A week ago, Britney also clapped back at criticism of the dance video she's been sharing to Instagram.
No one knows they care so criminal.
That's not her.
Right.
It's Billie Eilish. Eilish, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty hip.
So
no, the new kids.
Britney said she won't be performing on stage, quote, anytime soon, because of control her father, Jamie Spears, would have over her performance.
Am I going to take the stage again? Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea.
Britney wrote, quote,
What is,
Am I going to take the stage again? Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea.
Yeah, I bet you will.
She sounds Britney like wrote, she's got a stuffy nose.
Yeah. I bet she does performances instantly soon as that's over.
Britney wrote, quote, I'd much rather share videos, yes, from my living room instead of on stage in Vegas. She added, quote,
yeah, well, there's a little more money, I think, in Vegas. Well, maybe not, right? Maybe she has enough followers online. She can make money off that. That's
I think she's going to do something a little bit more involved than what Michael Jackson did. Remember when he won his little court case, went outside,
yeah.
got on the car and did his little. She's going to do something like that for all of her fans, like out in public, just kind of as like
right.
a quick thing, I bet. That's what will be a first thing.
Right. And then they'll throw another conservatorship on her.
Exactly.
She added, quote, my so-called support system hurt me deeply. This week, Britney's legal battle continues, and a new layer of urgency hangs over the proceedings. On Monday, Britney's temporary conservator Jody Montgomery will be requesting 24/7 security after claiming she's been receiving death threats from Britney's fans.
Oh boy, here we go.
What today was about was an issue concerning security.
Britney's safety was also discussed in court last week, and ET heard from her new attorney, Matthew Rosengart, who gave a brief statement following the hearing.
I once again want to thank Britney Spears for her courage and for her strength. And I also want to thank Britney Spears' fans and supporters for outreach and support for my firm, myself, and most importantly, Britney has truly been overwhelming. Finally, and the last thing I'm going to say about this matter is, as I said in court last week and outside, my firm and I are moving aggressively and expeditiously to file a petition
to lock her back up.
To remove Jamie Spears.
Oh, sorry.
Unless he resigns first.
Thank
you.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, the Britney Spears saga continues.
By the way,
all those interested in that.
The name that you mentioned earlier that they were talking about, Chris Crocker, a supporter of Britney.
Right.
He was the one that way back then, he was ahead of the curve of everybody when he was the one that posted on, God, back then it might have even been MySpace, where he's like, leave Britney alone. Where he was
crying.
That's that Chris Crocker.
Oh, that's
dude.
The same guy?
That's the same one. Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
And that was before the conservatorship.
Look how right he was, inevitably, at the end of it.
Yeah, and ultimately.
He's like, leave her alone.
Yeah. And, all right. I remember that. Man, that guy's probably in an old folks home somewhere. All right. We're live on KFI. More now with Crouch. Crazy. KFI AM 640. It's Conway's show. Britney Spears has a couple of topless photos of her out. You know, it reminds me of a discussion we had over the vacation. We went up to Oregon, and somebody over the last couple of years invited somebody to a family event who, she was a young gal, right? She's probably about 21, 22. And she was invited to a family gathering, and we found out what she did for a living, because she told everybody that she was a stripper, right?
Yeah.
And there was a very distinct line between the guys and gals when the revolution came up, because I remember the guys were saying that takes a lot of guts to do that up on stage, to take all your clothes off, right? And the gals said, no, no, no. That takes a lot of drugs to do that. And there was like no real sort of in between area. There's no gray area. Everybody was either on it takes a lot of guts or it takes a lot of drugs to do that. But I don't think that everybody that does that is on drugs.
No.
Right?
No.
But in that case, does that take a lot of guts or is that, I don't know, you know? I don't know what the women go through who get up on stage and do that.
I knew one girl that did it, and she just enjoyed doing it. A little bit of an exhibitionist, obviously.
Right.
Plays a little part in it. But she loved doing it. She didn't do drugs or any of that stuff, and yeah.
And she is no longer in your life, or was, or
no, we don't really talk now.
Really?
It was years ago. A while ago. So.
Is that under You Let One Get Away?
She, as far as I understand, she's got a few kids now. So, she's kind of moved on with her life.
Stable.
In that aspect. Yeah.
Stabled up.
Yeah.
I get it. Same father with all the kids and everything? And
I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm. Story's falling apart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She was married at the time she was stripping.
Really?
Yeah, and her husband didn't mind it at all.
Yeah, see, I don't think I could get away with that. I mean, like, if I was doing pole, I think I could have done it before I got married. I don't think I could tell my wife and daughter, hey, Saturday I'm at, the Lucky Cow.
The Lucky Cow.
Or whatever those clubs, I don't know.
Get your udders.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it, but I think I'm also beyond that. I don't think if I was on a, if I were to go out there and strip for a living, Not a lot of call for it so far, but it's still early.
You're just not seeing it or hearing it.
But I think I'd have to, I think I would be a, I'm like a, I don't know, like a niche kind of guy.
Oh.
Right? Like I'd be the magazine that's between the magazines when you're walking out of the porn shop. I'd be the one that's in the LA Times, not the LA Times. I'd be the magazine inside. But I think I'd have to call myself like the Coupe de Ville tour, you know, just to tell people that, hey, it's a little older, you know, when I get up there.
You'd be working at Jumbo's Clown Room?
Maybe, maybe. But I'd have to be like, you know, other guys and gals, other old guys and gals out there. Maybe there's something. I don't know, right? Maybe there's people out there that want to see that. Maybe.
When I had season passes, season tickets to Clippers games, me and my good friend at the time when we were, both of us had the, you know, two seats. And our goal was, or our deal was, if the Clippers lost, we'd have to end the night at Jumbo's Clown Room just to, you know, perk our spirits
up
a little bit. Yeah.
Wow, a lot of rooting for the other team, huh?
And it was a little tough to do that every once in a while because Jumbo's is a very unique,
Where is it? I've never even...
I'm not exactly... I couldn't... Gosh, wait a minute.
So you're saying you went to the Clippers games enough, and they won, where you don't know where that
somewhere? No. It's somewhere near Civil Lake. It's been so many years, I couldn't.
Is it an old, smoky, seedy place?
It is. It's in a little strip mall, literally, figuratively, and it's a unique place because they do not focus on the hotness of stripping, like the traditional hotness of stripping. They have. Oof, it's a grungy place, but it's great because it's grungy. Because there's nothing going there about that is.